Ezra 6:1-22. Devotional focus verse. And the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity, kept the dedication of this house of God with joy, and offered at the dedication of this house of God 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and for a sin offering for all Israel, 12 he-goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel. Ezra 6:16-17. The dedication of a house of worship to God is a special and sacred occasion. The goal is to honor the Lord and welcome His presence as people come together to give praise and thanksgiving to Him. In 2022, a new headquarters church and office building were dedicated by the Apostolic Faith Believers in Malawi. The church sanctuary was full with over 120 people present, including 3 local kings, 1 queen who had helped acquire the property, a local town official, and neighbors. Additionally, there were representatives from the church world headquarters in Portland, Oregon, the regional headquarters in Zimbabwe, and from other nearby countries. Anticipation was high as the service began, and God answered prayers that were prayed before and during this occasion. Visitors were acknowledged, the choir sang in beautiful harmony, scriptures were read, a solo was sung, and the dedicatory message preached. As the dedication prayer was being given, the Holy Spirit came down in a special way. The lady who sang the solo had been seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost for a long time. During the prayer, she received that experience, and a wonderful prayer service followed. Other church services were held later that day, and 2 young ladies were saved after the evening meeting. The next day, one of them testified, "Hallelujah! I want to thank God for the joy I feel in my heart. For years now, I've been praying for salvation, but I thought God wasn't listening to me. I got angry at Him, wondering, why doesn't He answer my prayer? Then, last night, I came to this altar. I prayed with all my heart. I had faith that He would save me. Then it happened. I was saved." God had seen the faithful labor of those who constructed the church. He had heard the prayers that were prayed as the work progressed, and at the dedication service, He came to work in the hearts there. The result was joy. Similarly, God saw the labor of the Jews in Ezra's time. They had experienced setbacks and persecution, yet by God's intervention and the encouragement of His prophets, they had persevered. Their temple was completed, and when the dedication day came, there was joy. While we may not be building a physical church today, when we give our lives to God and purpose to do His will, He has promised to bless us. It brings joy to dedicate ourselves as well as buildings to be used for the glory of God. Background information. Today's text relates that after searching the kingdom records in response to Tatnai's request made in Ezra 5:17, King Darius confirmed that the decree of Cyrus authorizing the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem did indeed exist. Tatnai, the governor of the province west of the Euphrates River, relayed this information to the leaders of the exiles. And with the continued support of Haggai and Zechariah, the temple construction was completed. The exiles held a joyful dedication of the new house of God, made offerings of worship and gratitude, and organized the priests and Levites into groups for service in the house of God. The chapter concludes with a description of the Passover observance that followed the dedication. Verses 1 through 12 record the finding of the decree made by Cyrus and Darius, further instruction. Verse 2 indicates that the requested imperial records concerning Cyrus' original decree were found in Ecmetha, a beautiful city that had been the capital of the Median Empire. In 550 BC, when Cyrus captured the city, he made it his summer residence. Historians note that Ecmetha was encircled by 7 concentric walls. Since the city was positioned on a hill, each of the inner walls rose above the outer ones, and each wall was a different color. Today, Nakhmetha is usually identified with the city of Hamadan in west-central Iran. Verses 3 through 5 are a review of the decree that was issued by King Cyrus. King Darius issued instructions that his decree must be carried out. The building dimensions had to conform to what Cyrus had written, and he added that construction expenses were to be given out of the king's house, financed by the royal treasury. In addition, the gold and silver vessels taken by Nebuchadnezzar from the temple 2 generations earlier were to be returned to their place in the house of God. Commentators note that it was a remarkable example of God's providence that these spoils of war were still intact. Beginning in verse 6, Darius addressed Tatnai personally, giving instructions for the rebuilding that was ongoing in Jerusalem. He prohibited any interference with the Jews or hindering of their work. In addition, Tatnai was instructed to provide the Jews with whatever they needed to be funded by local taxes collected from the province itself. Verse 10 explains at least part of the motivation of King Darius for his kindness toward the Jewish exiles. He wanted the prayers of the Jewish people for the king and his sons. At the close of his decree, Darius threatened severe punishments for those who violated his commands. Verses 13 through 15 record the completion of the temple in Jerusalem. The statement that it was finished on the third day of the month of Adar, which was in the 6th year of the reign of Darius, indicates that it took 4 years to complete after the rebuilding resumed. The dedication of the temple is described in verses 16 through 18. The dedication was kept with joy because it marked the close of a long period of danger, persecution, and trouble. Like the vast assembly that had gathered for the dedication of the former temple nearly 500 years earlier, the exiles came before God in worship and gratitude. While their offerings could not compare in number with the offerings made at the earlier dedication, a spirit of joyous celebration characterized both events. Verses 19 through 22 tell of the Passover celebration. Since the priests and Levites had been organized into their divisions and courses for service and purified according to the law of Moses, verses 18 and 20, it was possible for the returned exiles to keep the Passover. While the year is not mentioned, it likely took place the month after the Feast of Dedication. The final verse of the chapter acknowledges that it was God who turned the heart of the king of Assyria unto them to strengthen their hands in the work of the house of God. The Persian monarch is referred to as the king of Assyria because he ruled over all the provinces that made up the former Assyrian Empire, which constituted the greater part of the Persian Empire at that time. Conclusion. Like others before us, we can experience joy when we dedicate ourselves to God and also when we come into His house to worship and praise Him.